Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to 2022 season Hi-Li H2H Battle Court recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And this is episode number 4 of the recap. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's episode sponsors are Magic City Hi-Li, WatchHi-Li.com, BetRivers.com, Fantasy Hi-Li, and Black Star Fund Limited Liability Limited Partnership. And today we have an exciting show lined up with the scores, stats, and more, so stay tuned in. We're also giving away a smartphone here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, so be on the lookout for the links and all the information pertaining to that giveaway. And also, listeners, remember to also like, follow, and join us anywhere that you see or hear us on social media and on your social media platforms. And with that, we'll be right back right after these messages.
What's up, Hi-Li fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Hi-Li. Listen in for Hi-Li head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Hi-Li players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Hi-Li EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
The Basque Country, an area roughly the size of Connecticut, located in the Pyrenees Mountains of northern Spain and southwestern France. Here lives the Basques, a proud and spirited people. For centuries, this tiny area would be responsible for producing nearly all the Hi-Li players in the world. Hi-Li has its past legends of the sport, and nearly all have played for World Hi-Li. Great Hi-Li names such as Chiruca, Chimela, Orbea, Guillermo, to the recent world stars. World Hi-Li has a legacy of greatness. This is
my line. Hey, yo, the team can't do it like this. Cause whenever we serve, we know the rules to the game. You hit the back of the line if you miss. And I'm ballin' with JG, my fellow pelotary. We runnin' with the Sesta, got it gripped. Like we down in the meadows, mingling with the Hi-Li cheerleaders in summer 76. Live at the Frontine in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm screaming, make it great again so you can dream. But player, you don't appreciate the intricacies of what's taking place on this disdain between your skill and the spectators who bet for you to win. But you get fooled cause you made them lose their dreams. While we ball like Arameo, Guarano, and Juan, G
JG always told me keep my head up and fly high. Now we off the wall, bringing money in like the Harper High.
High life, high life, high life, high life, high life. Keep the money coming in like the high life.
Step to the cancer, I'm slinging it hard. I move around with the zester, with the scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the win while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boys are on. Off track of John, keep them other players pissed. Like Spectacular 7 scoring the game. It's moving fast and they timed it. Came and went. Voila, make it great again. You can sit to the right and watch me scoop the pelota behind the fence. Dive and roll and lead a crowd in suspense. Like the one and only Freddie Griffin when it's prime time. The first black player in the history of prime times. Bet you didn't know the high lie. Brought a Cinos. Before Foxwoods, it was Connecticut's casino. So I'm highlighting a time when my city started to shine. I'm resurrecting Harper through memories with rhymes. I'm a winner like Javier, Salazar, and Umberto. The ball is coming in at 100, so don't get hurt, yo. I do this for my city while you frontin' like a fly guy. You could play the wall while I bring the money in like the
high line, high line, high line, high line, high line. Keep the money coming in like the high line.
Step to the cancer, I'm slinging it hard. I move around with the zester, with the scoop on one arm. I got my mind on the win while I'm serving the ball. Like Jeruka and Chimela, your boys off the wall, off the wall.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to 2022 season H2H High Live Battle Court recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we have that great show lined up for you today. And just want to go over some of the rules here of H2H High Live before we get into the scores. High Lie is generally played similar to a tennis match where the first player or squad to win 6 points within a set wins the set, and the first squad or player to win 3 sets wins the match. And quite often, High Lie matches go up to, are played up to 3 sets, and therefore, you know, a lot of times a squad or a team, squad or a player can split the sets by winning in the first or third set or win in the second and third set. And with that, I'm going to head on over into the standings as of March 11, 2020. We have the Wall Warriors with 20 points, the Rebote Renegades with 17.5 points, the Chula Chargers have 15 points, and the Cesta Cyclones have 13.5 points. And for the scores for Sunday, March 6, 2022, we have those scores for you. I'll have those in a minute. We also have the scores for Monday, March 7th, and Tuesday, March 8th. And on Sunday, March 6th, we had 5 matches. That generally makes up a H2H match or competition. We had 5 matches, 3 singles matches, and 2 doubles matches. And in the first match on Sunday, March 6th, we had the Wall Warriors versus the Rebote Renegades. And we, for the first match, it was a singles match. We had Julin versus Robin. Julin takes the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Nicholas versus Aratz. And Nicholas wins in the second and third set 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Gocheri of the Rebote Renegades versus Inaki of the Wall Warriors, and Gocheri takes the win 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match,
for starting of the doubles matches, we have the Ribote Renegades, Gauthieri and Kubala versus the Wall Warriors, Inaki and Julin. And Gauthieri and Kubala take the win, 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Diaz and Bradley versus Vuelo and Aratz. And Vuelo and Aratz take the win, 6-1 and 6-3 for the Ribote Renegades, giving them 4 points for the day, with the Wall, leaving the Wall Warriors with 2 points for the day. On Monday, March 7, 2022, we have the Chula Chargers versus the Cesta Cyclones. And for the first match, we have Rock versus Joseph, and Rock takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the second match, we have CRB versus Jedin, and Jedin takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Correa versus Ikeda, and Ikeda takes the win in split sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the fourth match, which is the beginning of the doubles match competition, we have Jairo and Benny versus Ikeda and Manny. Ikeda and Manny take the win, 6-5 and 6-4 in split sets. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Correa and Rock versus Joseph and Manu. Joseph and Manu. And Joseph and Manu take the win, 6-1 and 6-2. And that gives would give the Cesta Cyclones 5 points for the day, and the Chula Chargers wind up with 1 point. And for the final set of matches for the week, on Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, we have the Warriors versus the Chula Chargers. And for the first match, we have Julin versus Benny. Benny takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-4 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Nicholas versus Jairo. Jairo takes the win, 6-2 and 6-2 in the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Inaki versus Douglas. Douglas takes the win, 6-2 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the fourth match, beginning of the doubles matches competition, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Jairo and Benny. And Inaki and Nicholas take the win, 6-1 and 6-1 in the second and third set. And for the fifth and final match of the day, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Correa and Rock. And Bueno and Nicholas take the win, 6-1 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. And both teams, the Wall Warriors and the Chargers, wind up with 3 points apiece for the day. And another impressive performance by Nicholas as he finishes out the day with the by playing the final five sets of the fourth and fifth matches. So there you have it for this week, for episode number 4 of the 2022 Hi-Li H2H Battle Court season. We have your scores for you, and it was a very impressive week. And I want to thank all the listeners for staying tuned in, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.